You're listening to Waleed Ali on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Imagine turning up to work, say you run a business, and finding just on the doorstep your business, 15 fridges. What, never happened to you? Oh, my God. You haven't lived. It's a very common thing all of a sudden because of a government program. So this is a Victorian government program that's trying to upgrade appliances. And so what happens is installers who install energy-efficient appliances in homes or businesses, they get a carbon credit for that. Those carbon credits have a certain monetary value. They can then be on-sold to electricity retailers because they want to buy those carbon credits to offset their emissions so they can avoid fines for their emissions. The problem is someone seems to have stuffed up because the value attached to the carbon credits means a whole lot of these electricity suppliers can just buy fridges, give them away for nothing, and it seems get the benefit of the program. They're not scamming the system. This is the system apparently working. It's just badly designed, so it's being rorted. And the results are amazing. I love this quote in the paper today from someone who runs a cellar door in Coldstream. They gave us 15, and they wanted to give us 21 fridges. We only needed one small bar fridge. When it rains, it pours. Careful what you wish for. Tim Shand is general manager at Winemaker at Punt Road Winery in the Yarra Valley and I think has a similar experience. Tim, what happened?
G'day, Waleed. Yes, spot on. So we'd expressed a bit of interest in this scheme. We genuinely just needed a bar fridge upgraded just for the cellar door. And to our surprise, Tuesday afternoon, and I wasn't around, but a truck pulled up, two blokes in a hire truck, and literally put 15 fridges on the deck before anyone batted an eyelid. and seriously wanted to give us seven more. They were just like, well, you've got a winery over there, there's seven. You've got a cellar door there, that's seven. You've got a bar over there, that's seven. And yeah, suddenly and then they were getting us to unpack them. It's like, you got to unpack them, you got to plug them in, otherwise we got to take photos, otherwise it's not all kosher.
Ah, it's got to be installed.
Well, yeah, in loose interpretation of installed, but I guess from my point of view, it maybe meant they would never take them back once they were plugged in.
Oh, right. So you had at least asked, because I'm getting the sense there are stories out there of people hadn't asked for anything.
Not at all. We'd received an email saying you might qualify.
Oh.
And we're like, yeah, okay, come out and audit us, check out if we need it and what we might get. And then, yeah, next thing we know, 15 fridges on the deck.
What are you going to do?
Oh, well, that's the thing. They're useless, by the way. The segue to this story is we actually switched on the one fridge that could be of use to us, and it hasn't got below 14 degrees in 24 hours. It's colder outside.
Oh, my God. Well, that makes outside a free fridge, I guess.
Well, they're brands I've never heard of, and frankly, I think they're pretty rubbish.
Oh, see, that adds another layer to it because it's meant to be a carbon reduction thing. It's meant to be about energy-efficient appliances. If maybe they're energy-efficient because they're not working in the case of the fridges.
Because they don't actually chill anything.
Yeah, that is bizarre. Go on.
Sorry, the obvious thing now is everyone's just going to, because it sounds like everyone's getting 15 fridges, they're just going to give them to their staff to take home and have bar fridges at home. So the energy consumption, the net energy consumption is actually going to go off the charts.
Well, I have a proposal for you, Tim. I'm getting texts from people who are looking for fridges. They're in the fridge market. You seem to have a surplus. You're not the only one.
I don't think I want these fridges.
Surely we can do an exchange program. I don't know. My producers maybe can figure it out in the news as to how exactly this would work, but are you happy to participate?
I'm happy to participate, but I don't think people want these fridges. They're display fridges and they don't even get cold.
Mate, you're making this exchange program hard to sell. Oh, dear. All right. Well, all the best with it, Tim. It's extraordinary, this. I don't recall anything like it. I'm sure it does happen with government programs, but wow. Good luck with your fridge situation. I hope you get one that works.
Cheers, Wally.
Tim Shand, General Manager and Winemaker at Punt Road Winery in the Yarra Valley. Barry has called in from Richmond. Hi, Barry.
Hi. How you going, Wally?
I'm well. What would you like to say?
Oh, I just thought we were talking about the fridge.
Yes, the fridge situation. Have you received many?
Well, I received three. People keep calling in from different companies. Maybe even until now, we got it 6 months ago. And until now, every 10 days, you get one phone call at least offering a fridge. Where, on the other hand, my friends that are running a business as well can't get any, even they apply for it. So I actually got three when I only needed one. So I gave the other two away.
Can't you just put your friends in touch with the people who are pestering you and make them go away and make him happy that he gets a fridge?
Yeah, we try that. I mean, I give them a contact list and all that sort of stuff. They try to contact them. They say yes, and then the fridge never turned up. So I'm not sure. Yeah, I mean, the meaning behind it is good. You know, we try to reduce the carbon emission, but I think the way that we do it, it's a bit. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Hard, yeah. Barry, it's a very strange situation. We did get a statement actually from the Victorian government. They have just said they're aware of this happening. This behaviour of dumping these fridges in front of businesses is completely unacceptable. We will not tolerate this behaviour, and it must stop, and we will alert the relevant authorities. That's from the Essential Services Commission. Make of that what you will.